Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Drifter by Nick Petrie, published by G.P. Putnam & Sons in 2016. Today's book is all about loyalty, war, and damaged men. Peter Ash is a returned Marine riddled with PTSD. He calls it the white static and can't stay indoors longer than a few minutes before the panic attacks take over. He's been spending his time in the mountains, outdoors and away from people, until he hears of the suicide of one of his crew, Jimmy. He heads to Milwaukee and, vowing to make amends, he makes up a fictitious veterans charity and starts repairing Jimmy's widow's front porch. It's a straightforward carpentry job until he finds a massive mean dog living underneath and a suitcase filled with $400,000 and four cakes of plastic explosives and a man in a black car watching the house. Meanwhile, a second unnamed man is buying up fertilizer in bulk from country stores. Back in Milwaukee, where did the money and the explosives come from? When Peter shows Jimmy's widow, Dinah, the suitcase, she has an idea and introduces Peter to a few local hoods who take an instant dislike to him. After another altercation, Peter meets the local police, finds more clues in Jimmy's personal effects, and too many returned veterans for this to be a coincidence. What is going on? And is it connected to Jimmy's death? The Drifter is a gripping thriller about a broken man trying to redeem a mistake. Peter is drawn back into a world that he thought he'd escaped, a world of guns and bombs and violence, when all he wants to do is live in nature to control his white static. Peter has to wrestle with his guilt over Jimmy's death and his desire to be alone. But his military training and loyalty are so deeply ingrained in his bones, he can't walk away. And Peter is not alone. Most of the characters from The Drifter are ex-military or closely connected like Dinah. Men wrecked by wartime experiences who struggle to live normal lives again, unable to find work or relate to their families, adrift and often homeless. Among the men though, there are strong women. Dinah, the widow, steely in her resolve to make a life for her two boys. Josie, the former Air Force pilot, focuses her energy on a makeshift veterans centre, and the grandmother of another missing veteran who's not given up hope of finding him. And in the background, the global financial crisis and the actions of bankers and hedge fund managers are ruining the lives of ordinary people. Dinah and the veteran's grandmother are on the brink of losing their homes. The streets of Milwaukee are littered with abandoned houses and boarded up shops. Filled with action, flawed and complex characters, and moral grayness, The Drifter is a compelling read. And I almost forgot one of my favourite characters, Mingus, the huge, ugly and brave dog. So if you like redemption, strength, conspiracies, criminals and cops, and mean dogs, you might like The Drifter by Nick Petrie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading and happy new year.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.